You know the rocking chair that we...
What do we need to get? The rocking chair.
That old that you need a rocking chair?
Forgot we were recording, didn't you? That's okay. People probably skip through this part anyway. Just the opening theme song for it. Welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name is the rocking chair.
Sorry, I forgot it was live. I don't know. I just, you know me, when I come up with an idea, I got to spit it out because my mind leaves me.
My mind leaves me.
My memory just comes and goes so quick.
It happens. It happens when you get older. You're like 68 now, right? Up there in age.
No, but I will. My birthday's in 27 days.
Is it 27 days? Wow.
What have you thought about Get Me?
Nothing.
Good.
You get to go to San Antone. that's your birthday present. Going to San Antone.
Isn't it San Antonio?
Not for us people in Texas.
Okay.
We call it San Antone.
Okay.
And that's where we get our salsa, but not in New York City.
New York City.
Yeah. Anyway, we had another amazing episode of The Amazing Race.
Yes.
Before I get into that, I'd like to talk about one of our sponsors. It's Loot Crate.
Loot Crate.
Loot Crate. You can get, and this month's theme is Quest, and not Johnny
Ooh,
Quest.
Quest.
It's Quest. It's a monthly subscription box service for geeks, nerds, comic book lovers, and pulp cultures. Every month, subscribers get, for $20 a month, you get $45 worth of mystery stuff. It's mystery
very
things.
Fun. You know, Kayla gets something like that, but she does something differently, a little
Is
different.
Is that what Kayla gets every month?
Yeah,
get the
she
box
gets one every month. She gets a box every month. And, you know, it's fun. I've been wanting to sign up one for one of them, but I know you'd get mad, so I didn't do it.
Well, I would never get mad at you buying something. Each crate also has a theme centered around major franchises that actually movie releases and events.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, so it's Loot Crate. You can go to lootcrate.com/JandJack. Sign up. Tell them you heard it from us.
From us.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what it is or not, but Loot Crate. And you can also go on our Facebook page, and also if you go JandJack.com, the link is over there also. So you can just click on that and get ready to go.
Cool beans.
All right, so at this time, I think we should get started with the Amazing Race.
It was a good one.
It was a good one.
I don't know if I missed it because we didn't have it for 2 weeks. So I kind of like, oh, okay, this is good. I'm glad to see it.
You're back to.
Still, it's not one of my favorite seasons yet. No, I don't think it's going to be. You know what I am tired of?
The Brody and
I'm tired of hearing about that. Well, I really am tired.
Right there, my first line is more Brody and Blair talk.
Really?
I get it. The horse is dead.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
I feel bad for the horse. Where we keep beating this dead horse over it, over
What's
it,
What's the
over
point
it.
Of all this?
I guess they're really trying to sell it. Maybe they're trying to get Blair's followers and Brody's
no,
followers.
No, I don't think that's it. I think those people being... Why would those other people want them to be following them?
No, but I think it's part of what people are talking about. They have... The editors have the choice of what to show and what not to show. I mean, obviously, Phil had it right off the bat.
Oh, got it.
I think what they're trying to do is try and get their followers. Maybe they go on Twitter, see if they are an item, stuff like that, or whatever.
But it's fun when it's mysterious. Like when I watch Dancing with Stars, my daughter and I, Heather, when we would watch it, we always wonder some of the dancers, the pros and the celebrities, if they were getting together. And then we would kind of creep on their Instagram and all the different stuff because it was fun to
see.
Because
you're a stalker.
Right. That's how it's fun. But when someone is pushing it and throwing it in my face, I'm sorry, I'm going against it. You know me. When you tell me to do something, I go the opposite.
You do. And I personally agree. It's enough.
Yes.
I get it. And you can see he's uncomfortable with it every time.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we're here to race.
Yes.
You're in a race. Nobody cares anymore, Phil.
Okay.
All right.
So I had to say that. I feel better now. Thank you.
We were both on the same page.
Good. Isn't that amazing?
So Kyler and Corey are taking off face going to Armenia.
Armenia. What do they speak there? Armenian?
Yeah, I guess so.
I was thinking Spanish. I don't know why. Don't look at me like that.
Brady and Cole are wearing shorts and it's snowing.
Well, I think they brought them their clothes. Remember they had special at this particular last leg. They all had winter clothes for them set. And I don't think they had it for the rest of the stuff. So that's why I think they're wearing shorts. That's my two cents.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Because later on, I'll point out that Cole, Brody is wearing long pants.
Oh.
So when he was walking up those flights of stairs, he had long pants on.
Hmm.
So it just seemed weird that you're in the snow.
Maybe he went out and then
because Cole was wearing shorts the whole time.
Yeah.
Anyway, all the teams are on the same flight. And then Blair and her dad are talking, you know, giving a confessional, and Blair chose social media career over college.
And that surprised me because considering, I'm just saying as from a parent point of view, we were crazy because we didn't go finish college degrees. So we were crazy about our kids having degrees. He has a degree in medical and as a lawyer. So that's a lot of work. That's a lot of school.
So the best part is he can sue himself for malpractice.
True. So what a great parent that I think that he stepped back and allow her to.
Well, he looks like the kind of guy who would just let her do what she wanted to do. And it seems to have paid off well for her.
Right.
She's not stupid.
Oh, God, no. That's not what I'm saying.
I'm saying she could always go back to college if it didn't pan out.
Right. And like, again.
But it looks like it's panned out.
You would be like that. Like when Jay was really doing his guitar stuff, I was like, no, he's doing college. And you're like, no, he can do the guitar, do this band, and also do school a little bit here or there. I was against it. But you were not.
I said, got to do what you got to do. Because if this is the way I look at life, a certain age, I mean, up to a certain point, they, you know, once they become 18, they can choose what they want to do. But if they're not going to be 100% into it, don't waste my time. Don't waste your time. Don't waste anybody's time. Do what you want to do.
True.
But remember, you could have regrets later on in life. And you have no one to blame but yourself because you chose not to do it that way. All right. will help you. I will give you as much advice as I can give you. You can either choose to go the right way or the wrong way.
Right.
Not that my way is the right way.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I just thought it was just interesting. I just thought, I don't know if I would have. Obviously, I wasn't like that. I was a crazy person.
But she's been successful.
Right. And I guess if he would have pursued it, and he was quite good, our son still is, and if he would have pursued that and was successful, we'd be like, oh, okay, well, I guess the decision was right.
I mean, you don't have to have a college degree to be happy.
No, I agree.
In life, so.
We're, I think, a proven fact of that.
Well, I'm not happy, so that's okay. I'm kidding.
You're not funny. Your Barney Rubble laugh is stupid.
I see. Anyway, let's see. I'm lost here.
Oh, we're talking about Brody and thing.
Nicole and Cole thinks they're gonna come in. Cole says we're gonna come in first this round.
Yeah.
And for most of the race, it looked like he was.
Yeah,
gonna be
and
right.
Well, like he said, you know, anytime being behind Brody and
Corey. Not Brody.
No.
Corey, Brody and Kurt.
Kurt, it you know you're doing well.
Right. So anyway, the teams are going to race to the Opera House. Oh, but the best part is there's an express pass in play because we hadn't heard the express pass yet.
No, because we thought they were going to happen in the first leg. They did. We thought,
I like this.
You did, didn't
I
you?
I like this a lot because
I thought
it picks it up. It's in the difference. It's like they're probably thinking, no, it's not in play. It's not in play. Right. Boom, express pass in play.
Oh. Bada bing, bada boom.
But also it gives the teams that have been the stronger teams the chance to win the express pass.
True. I like it also because it gives them a chance, like you, stronger teams, but also I think it takes you a while to figure out the kind of the system, so it gives it more of an opening for everybody to kind of an opportunity for it.
Yeah, but I like it. Box office opens at 8 o'clock. Where did they go?
I'm assuming, did they really say? This is the one time I didn't really pay attention to the time.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to the time either.
So I'm wondering how many hours they had. Like,
opens
at
8 a.m.
Okay.
I would go to sleep. Express Pass can be used up until the ninth leg of the race.
And they're currently on the fifth leg, right?
I thought this was the sixth leg.
Okay.
I believe it's the sixth leg. They need to find, so they have to go in the opera house and find a clue.
Right, all think they're going to watch like some kind of show or dance or something.
Because I think Bernie had said that.
Right.
Bernie said, we're going to probably watch the same opera and have to figure it out. And that when he said that, I go, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we get the, I didn't write down the composer, but it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- right now, as we're even recording this podcast.
It's in your head.
But hopefully it will leave soon. They need to find a clue. All teams seem to be struggling for it. I think it was you or me said, why don't they just ask the guy with
right,
the vacuum?
But at first, you know, I just thought the guy was in there cleaning. I didn't even associate that he would have the clue. So I would have done what they would have done, just looked at the seats, and, you know, because who would have thought?
But to me, it seemed out of place. And then you're looking.
Why would I think out of place?
But it didn't even look dirty.
Well, those guys were rehearsing, and then right. He was cleaning. Why would that look out of place?
It looked out of place. I said, well, I want to ask the guy with the vacuum. Finally, Kurt asked the guy with the vacuum. He even says, Brody, I got it. And nobody turns around. Nobody cares. They found the clue, so they're off. They're off on their way to go.
Right.
They're going to the Cascade.
The Cascade.
It's 572 steps, 1,000 feet
up.
High. So that's a lot of steps.
That's a lot of steps.
So your Fitbit would say, "Ooh, you've reached 1,000 steps."
Right.
Bernie and Ashley and Sherry and Cole are the next two to finish, and still people aren't figuring out what happened.
Nope.
Still, then Matt comes up and just takes the clue out of the guy. He finds it in the guy.
I know. I was surprised because I guess I could do that, right? Yeah. Well, find the clue.
Find the clue. They had to ask the guy.
Yeah.
The guy just kind of looked at, that's my jacket.
Yeah.
You're touching my jacket.
Yeah, inappropriate. Boundaries.
Yeah. And then Matt tells, you know, hey, we were pretty quiet about it because you want to get any advantage you
right.
can, which makes sense. I wouldn't say, hey, it's over here by the vacuum.
Right.
Like some people might have done, but no, they were being smart.
All of them, I thought that everybody, except the last two, were all pretty secretive about when they found it, or the other guys are pretty clueless.
This is where I put, now Brody has long pants because he's struggling to get up. He has a knee brace on,
mm-hmm.
and he's walking up the thing.
Yes.
And it must have been hard because he was struggling to get up the stairs.
Yeah.
They didn't show it. They probably started out running up the stairs.
Ah.
And then once they got up there, they're like, okay, this is 1,000 feet. I'm tired. I'm out of shape. Let's see. Then Cindy wonders.
Cindy.
You wonder.
Oh.
Why didn't they open the clues at the top of the
stairs?
Yeah,
I was like, I thought, did you get confused?
Unless they told him to come back down
confessional. They didn't say any of that, but I was just
I'm saying maybe we didn't know. But I think it would have been funny if they would have got down there and said, oh, your clue is on the other side
yes.
of the box.
Because it's just that weird that most of the time when they get their clue right then and there, yeah. they open it so they know what to do next.
So I'm thinking they must tell them where to open it.
They must have. Exactly.
Okay, this is your spot. Open it here so our cameraman can be ready. That must, because that would have really sucked if you got up to the top of the.
I agree.
I would have laughed. Okay, the detour is making bread or 200 stitches.
Or carpet.
Carpet. It was 200 stitches on a carpet, and you have to make 15 things.
I would have picked the bread. I would have thought that would have been easy.
I would have picked the bread in a second because the stitching, I don't have the patience for it. I would have probably just gone crazy and ripped it up.
Right.
Because I don't have the patience. Three teams are still looking for the clue. They're just clueless. Brody and Kurt, Ashley and Bernie are the only two to take the bread challenge.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
Yeah, a little weird, but Tyler and Corey, Blair and Scott still can't find it. They can't find it. Finally, Corey asked the vacuum guy, hey, do you have the clue? And then she goes, Daddy, he found it over there.
Yeah.
Where? The guy has it, the vacuum guy. So Ashley struggles with the bread making at first. She's not having. She's
yeah.
it keeps falling on her in the thing.
Sherry, and I agree with her when she said that it was hot. And he's like, "Are you okay?" I agree. I get more burns from my straightener and curling iron than I probably would put my hand in there.
Same here. I when I'm using a curling iron, I don't know how many times I burn my scalp and my hand. Well, I burn my scalp because there's no hair to curl, so it's like Sherry and Cole are the first to start the rug, and they think they're going fast. They think, but you look at the people, I go, how do you do that all day long? I guess you got to do what you got to do to survive.
But I would think, like, my carpal. Wrist gets sore, that I would think you would have some kind of issues with your wrist or
but they
hand.
Were like,
I know.
And I'm like going, whoa. And those things take 9 months to make?
Yeah, so, but I'm thinking that other rugs must be done, like, on a manufacturing thing, like the rugs we purchase.
Yeah, well, obviously, yeah.
I would hope.
Because I'm not paying $7,000 for a rug, so.
Oh, yeah, but that was cool how they did that.
It was cool, and what makes me want to do it.
And I think I don't know, are we there yet with Blair when she said I'll pay attention to my dog peeing on the carpet on my rug.
Not there yet. I did write that down though. Okay. Kurt is struggling also with the bread. The woman helping him is laughing at him. She was pretty good spirit. I think she made a lot of fun.
Yeah, she probably liked the attention from the boys.
She did like the attention from the boys. Dana must have had laryngitis this episode.
Why?
She's very quiet.
Yeah.
No complaining.
No,
she
nothing.
Just kind of.
She looked like she was exhausted.
She did look tired.
I'm just too tired to even talk.
We're working. We're going to finish fourth anyway.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Kurt and Brody think they're done, but they only have 6 correct. The first one was right. And after that, there was little holes in that one. And then that one was like a huge hole.
Yeah.
He goes, well, that one's not making it. Bernie and Ashley have 8. So they both have to go back in and get the correct. They have to get up to 15. The other 5 teams are all at the rug making shop.
Yeah.
Blair is never going to let her dog pee on a rug again.
Yeah.
Does Blair let her dog pee on the rug now? Who lets their dog pee on the carpet?
I don't think she's allowing it. She just didn't say it right. I'm thinking she's probably saying she'd be a little more like, oh, it's no big deal.
Daddy, the dog just peed on the carpet again. It's okay. I let him do it. No?
No.
Kurt and Brody complete the task. You didn't think that when you were starting off?
No.
Have to find, go to.
And find bus number.
Well, they have to go to the Republic Square.
Square and find
bus
number
13. Sherry and Cole are first with the carpet done.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to finish first place.
Yeah, that's the thing is the best I've seen them do so far. Oh, look at that big old bug coming down our wall.
Oh, yeah, I'll get him later.
Okay.
Let's see. Tyler says he was. He was literally the fruit of the loom.
I know.
That made me laugh. I said, "Oh, that guy, he's funny."
He is funny. I guess when you can laugh at yourself, it makes it funny. You know,
he's not really
laughing at himself, but he's just making comments about himself.
He's making jokes. It was funny. Brody and Kurt find the bus first. The hashtag the
party bus.
Sherry and Cole are second on their bus. Bernie and Ashley are third. Zach and Rachel fourth. And I'm thinking, who was thinking? Anyone else? Were you thinking this? Was I the only one thinking this? That the bus, since they're all taking single bus, they're all taking buses by themselves, and those buses didn't look like they're in the best shape, that one of the buses was going to break down.
Didn't even think that.
I said, uh-oh. It just seemed weird that they're all taking an individual bus. Now you find out at the end why they're doing that, because of the challenge it was. I'm thinking, oh my God, one of these buses is going to break down. Someone's going to lose because of the bus.
Okay, I didn't think that. But that's something your brain would think.
I did think that, but no one else thought it, so...
Maybe someone at home.
I thought that. You're not that smart. I thought it too. Let's see. Tyler and Corey fifth. Scott and Blair sixth. Dave and Matt seventh. Last three teams can't find a cab, though. They're all running around.
Yeah, that's frustrating. Again, we always talk about this. Not having, relying on a cab, and that's, you know, make or breaking you, that just kills me every time.
It does kill you, and it's stressful. But I think Dana said, how are they still here?
Yeah.
Because they must have finished. Yeah. They're all both standing next to each other.
Right.
Let's see. Tyler and Corey can't find a cab. And they say, it goes to commercial. They go, oh, this is it. It's like they've given up. Like they've lost.
Yeah, I was surprised.
I said, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Jeez.
The whole thing I was watching, like even when Kurt and Brody, Kurt seemed like very impatient. And I don't remember him and other legs being so like short.
Well, you said Dana was looked tired.
Yeah.
I think maybe
I was just wondering.
I think they're tired.
Yeah.
I think they're, because you
some
said,
jet lag.
You're right, because Kurt was just stressed out.
Yeah, I was getting so angry, and I just have never seen any of that. I always want him to be calm and cool, collected. And
they really wanted the express pass,
I know that, but I just, the whole thing, I just kept, every time I would watch different ones, I just thought, like, there was a lot of issues there. The only one I thought that looked pretty happy was the other people that went with the bread making, too, the couple.
Oh, Bernie and Ashley?
Yeah.
They seemed pretty calm.
Yeah, and happy-go-lucky, and just kind of going with the flow.
Yeah. Let's see. That roadblock is... who feels drained?
Yes.
Who's feeling drained? And I look at a lot. Well, we said a lot of them look like they feel drained.
Yeah.
You got to change oil. Only two cabs on the ramp at a time, overlooking. I didn't write down the mountain, but it's 16,000
between.
Feet.
Okay, if you between the oil change, who do you think to do it? Me or you?
I would do it.
Would you?
Yeah.
I could do it.
You could do it, but I would do the oil change.
Yeah, because you've done it in your old.
I've done it before.
Yeah, and your Nissan.
I'm a Nissan.
But you don't take care of the cars now. I do all the car work.
My Datsun. Because you can't take care of cars now because they're all computerized.
Okay, but I still have to make sure we take them all in.
That's true. I don't have a car, though.
When you have cars.
Kurt is the first. I'm sorry. Yeah, Kurt is the first to attempt the oil change.
It seems pretty easy.
You have to change the oil, filter, and you got to put 4 liters of oil back into it.
Right. So is that 4 quarts?
4 liters.
I know that, but is a liter a quart?
I don't know. Why are you asking me this for?
I'm just curious.
I'm not a scientist. I do whatever it tells me on the bottle.
I'm just wondering the transformation. This bug is bugging me.
The bug is bugging. We keep looking at this bug.
Yes.
It's really looking at us.
Yes.
Sherry is doing the roadblock, which shocked me.
I know.
Cole is like, why isn't Cole doing the roadblock? And I'm not trying to be chauvinist.
No, I know.
But as we can see.
She's done the last three or four of them.
Yeah,
why is he not doing any of them?
He goes,
I don't know. He bugs me.
He's been kind
of. The way he talks. I don't like
him.
I don't want him.
I'm going to throw you under the bus here, Cole. You've been kind of wimpy lately.
Yes.
I don't know if I want to do it. You do it, Mommy. I don't want to do it. So I'm throwing you under the bus. You should have done the challenge.
I agree.
Or Mom's making her do the challenge. Kurt's, because she says, this is something my husband does, not me.
Right.
I thought that was pretty chauvinist of her to say that, but that's what she said.
It wasn't chauvinist.
I'm just kidding.
You're just feeling guilty because you don't do it for
Kurt's oil filter came off pretty easy.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if he had loosened it already. But
I know. It's just like, and I don't think it should come off that easily, should it?
It depends. So I remember sometimes, a lot of times I didn't, when I used to do it, didn't have to use the wrench. I didn't have that kind with the chain. I just had the kind of gripped on
right.
When you pull it. Sometimes it would hold on there, and sometimes it just you could hand twist.
Oh,
but
I just thought that was interesting.
Many moons ago, I used to put it up on my parents' front step, so it was like 6 inches high, or 4 inches high. So I would lift up the car just a little bit so I could get underneath it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so that's
parents
have
a step. I don't remember seeing a step on your mom's
house. The front porch. It's like they have like a little step.
I don't remember.
It's like 4 or 5 inches high.
Really? I'm just telling you. I don't remember.
5 feet wide.
Okay,
four
great.
Feet wide.
I don't remember. Go ahead.
Jeez. I'm not making it up. Then Kurt can't figure out how he's going to the wrong pump. I'm looking. I go, we both said, that's not the oil.
No.
Kurt.
At least he figured it out.
He did figure it out. He was getting mad, though.
Yes, he was. Again, he was getting mad.
Is this thing broken? Because you really shouldn't have to pump it that many times to get the oil. Sherry is struggling to get with the oil filter. And we think this might be a problem.
Yeah, right? But the way she was doing it, looked like she was tightening it because lefty, what is it? Lefty tighty, righty loosey,
like
whatever.
Randy said, I think righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Right.
But you know, if you've never done that, you don't know.
True.
So, but she obviously didn't know. She's struggling. She
asked Kurt.
Kurt,
you know.
Kurt says what?
He kind of ignored her.
But his explanation, I kind of get. He goes, "Look, this is an important leg.
Exactly.
This is." Do I help her and she passes me?
Right.
I think after he finished, he probably could have said, hey, there's a tool for it or something, you know, or maybe taking it off for her. Because I'll be honest with you, that's the team I want still in the race.
If I'm finished
and take the cab, now of course the cab driver goes the wrong way, you can cross yourself the express pass. I see both sides, but I want Sherry and Cole in the race.
I see your point.
But they chose not to do it, and I have no problem with them doing it. Sherry struggles. Then they have to go to the Temple of Garn,
right?
Which was pretty cool.
It was very cool.
I like the scenic mountains in the background. Very cool. Bernie and Ashley arrive. Bernie tells Sherry there is a tool to take off the oil filter. I was wondering, do you think these people are helping each other because they are in social media and they don't want their fans to be upset that they come off looking like a jerk? Like maybe Bernie has got fans that, you know, he seems like a likable guy.
Yeah, we talked about this before, you know, a couple episodes ago, that they all seem to really help each other a lot. And that's kind of interesting. I wonder if that is it, because you're right. That's, you know, everybody, you know, we always help customers when they call and say, you know, you have it. Mostly send them to another rink.
Nah, we'll send them to another rink.
Right. My reasoning is I'm hoping that they'll realize and not treat them as well as we did and let's come back to ours. But anyway, I think you're right. I think it is the social media part of it. And
yeah, you try to help out people and stuff like that. And I think that maybe, like they said, Bernie, I don't know what he does. I said I was going to do it. I haven't done it yet. Maybe his thing is a very likable thing.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
So he doesn't want to come across as a jerk and he loses. It's what good is being on the race if you lose people?
No, exactly.
You don't come across as the jerk.
That's their livelihood too.
Right. So you got to come off, you know, maybe that's why they're helping, or maybe he's just a nice guy.
Well, everybody was helping. Every person that came along seemed to get some kind of help.
Well, you also had to help her because you could only have two cars on there.
Exactly.
And she was bogging down.
And I was surprised more people didn't come in and actually do it for her. That's what surprised me, instead of just telling her what tool to use and
maybe
that kind of thing.
Maybe they couldn't do it for her.
Oh, I didn't think of it that way. Yeah, you're right.
But at least, you know, well, we'll get to it later on. Let's see. Other teams arrive, but they can't. They have to wait for Bernie and Sherry to finish.
Right.
Kurt and Brody win the express pass.
That's correct.
And they're pretty happy about it.
Yeah, and they feel like they now have a target on their back.
Yeah, but they had a target on their back anyway.
Yeah, I think they're the best team.
Well, you know, having a target on your back, other than people helping other teams pass you, what else could they do?
True.
It took Blair a while to figure out. She tells how, well, she couldn't do the challenge because it took her a while to figure out where her gas cap was. So that's okay.
Sometimes I wish she wouldn't talk.
But, you know, she's having fun with her. So
is she like 18, 19 years old? Is she something like that, you think?
She's no older than 20, I would say. Scott tries to help Sherry. Yeah, Sherry, you got to do this. Now he's trying to help her. Scott finds a tool for Sherry.
He actually goes and finds the tool.
Here's the tool, Sherry. This is how you go wrap it around. Sherry was tightening, not loosening.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And she was probably making it worse.
Yep.
If she was with the tool, it's probably even harder to take off.
Right, right, right.
Zach and Rachel finish in third place. I forgot to mention Bernie and Ashley in second place. Tyler's helping other teams so he can get, you know,
get them out so he can get in.
So fast, he's helping everybody. Okay,
right.
Faster because he sees Sherry struggling.
Right.
Sherry is so sorry, and now she's crying.
I know.
I can't help it. I felt bad for her. It's like, you know, it is a frustrating thing, but the crying was not going to help Sherry.
No.
The crying was not going to help. Cole tells Sherry, you tried your best. Everyone's struggling. You tried your best. Whoa. I don't think he knew what to do. And then Blair comes over and gives her a hug.
Right.
Which what she wanted.
Right.
What she wanted, a hug. And she goes, I have oil on me. It doesn't matter. I'm giving you a hug. So
right.
You got to like Blair on that.
Yes.
Dana and Matt finish in fourth place. Phil goes, rough day. And Dana just goes,
Yes.
She didn't say anything. She gave the look.
Again, they must be all really tired.
I think so. Scott finishes and helps tells Sherry, you're turning the wrong way.
And then
it's
tells her
go
where to
this
go,
way.
Position her, and so he can pull it the right.
Yeah. And this thing, and yeah. this level. Does Scott know how to do everything?
Well, I think he's a guy that, yeah, maybe.
He seems to know how to do everything. Scott and Blair are fifth. Tyler and Corey, Sherry and Cole are racing for sixth place. One of the cabs is going in the wrong direction.
Yes.
And it was Tyler.
And I thought, uh-oh.
Because it looked like Tyler and Corey's cab driver was looking directions, the way they were getting this. But it's Sherry and they finished sixth place. And Sherry and Cole are in last place. But the race is going to continue.
Your favorite.
My favorite thing.
Of Amazing Race, because you hate when they get to do that.
I hate the non-elimination race.
Non-elimination, yeah.
Make it a continuation.
Yes.
That's what people want.
Right.
That's what people want to hear. That's what we want to see.
They're listening to you, Jack. They're listening to you.
The next leg is starting right now.
Yes.
Now, I will say this, though.
I thought it was interesting because they didn't say anything, and then now I understand why they didn't say it each time.
Right.
Because they didn't want you to know that because they just wanted you to think.
But you had said, because we saw the previews when they before they had their two-week hiatus.
Yeah, they showed the previews.
You said the previews, and there's a scene.
With her falling up. Sorry.
Well, I guess it's not really a big spoiler.
Because... Everybody's seen previews.
Yeah, but you said there's a scene where Sherry falls.
Right.
And you're like, well,
she can't be getting.
She can't. So you must be Tyler and Corey is what you said. Then we find, I said, oh, it must be a non-elimination round.
Right. And then
I said, continuation. Okay. I go, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that made sense.
So hopefully it's not a continuation where they all bunch up together.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I don't like that. Make it a continuation where the race actually continues.
I agree.
Now, if that is the case, and you have like, it looks like Kurt is a little tired, Dana's tired, and they're all tired. This is going to be a rough race.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because this is going to be rough leg because you're going to be tired and all the other stuff going on.
Right,
so.
I agree.
Anyway, we do have some comments on Facebook I thought we'd share.
Okay.
Let me get to that.
Keep an eye on that bug, though.
I'm watching him.
Okay.
I'm watching the bug. He's not doing anything. He's bugging me, but he's not.
I just want him to sneak away so we can't get him.
We had CJ say, attaining almost every clue has had to do with speaking to someone in the area. I don't know why they all get so antisocial around that time.
You're right. Well, they're standing around looking.
And they're all social network stars. So
right.
Why are they antisocial? It just seemed weird. No one said, ask the vacuum guy, hey, do you have the clue or you know where the clue is at?
Right. Right,
because they did go up and ask
totally ignored it. They just focused so much on what they thought they were going to this opera house. They just focused so much on what they were supposed to be doing that they didn't realize what was really going on.
Right, and Randy says Armenia seemed really cool. I've been to the Republic of Georgia, which is neighboring of Armenia. Cultures and scenery seem similar. I've cooked bread like that, like they did, slapping the bread dough on the side of a circular cooking ovens. Delicious. Because I wondered what it tastes like. Does it have some kind of flavor?
It looked like fun. I love seeing different ways to do things.
I don't know if it looked like fun, but it looked like, because the one woman kept eating the bread. Yes. I was wondering, is she eating the bread that I'm making and costing me the game? That's great wine country in that part of the world. Previews make it seem like they may be staying in the region next week's show. And they said, righty tighty, lefty loosey. It's on the run. It's making a run for it, the bug. So, yeah, if you'd like to... feedback, you can send us to lostpodcast@gmail.com. You can post it on our Facebook page, on our Jay and Jack Facebook group, or you can give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Now, your strategy, who do you think, okay, it's another leg yet, Sherry and Cole, they're struggling. They've been struggling the last two legs.
I just don't see them staying on much longer.
You think that they're gone this round, unless somebody has a bad round? Mm-hmm. Depends on how far they
are back. Yeah, I think then this leg right now, I think the next one, I think they're going to be gone. I just don't see them.
This was a weird day for Tyler and Corey. They weren't
Everybody
well
just seems really out of it and not as cheerful and friendly and laughing and having fun.
Except Bernie and Ashley.
Yeah.
They
were the most happiest ones out there.
Nobody's that happy, Bernie and Ashley. Nobody's that happy.
But I'm just saying, it just was a weird thing.
Seem kind of down. Yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
But it is long. It is long. It's 21
long.
Days, right? Yeah. We've already figured that
the
out.
Traveling is.
It's a lot of traveling. That's a lot of traveling. I mean, we were exhausted in the short town that we did. We weren't even doing what they're doing.
Well, I was racing.
Okay.
I was running here and there and everywhere. But yeah, that's all I got. So I'm going to say that Sherry and Cole.
You agree with me.
That go out
this week.
Yeah, I agree. Unless something happens, I think Brody and Kurt are probably, they have to be, they were probably the odds are in favor to win it anyway. And now if they have the express pass, they can use it.
Yeah, but we've seen from last season, doesn't odds are in favor doesn't always mean they're going to win.
It doesn't, but They seem pretty cool, okay, and collective, unless they screw up.
Right.
Which can happen. They shouldn't be going home before the ninth leg.
I would agree with you. But you never know.
You never know. So that's it. That's all we got. If you'd like to help us out, you can go to Patreon/Jay and Jack and help us out there. To become a patron, you can also go to jayandjack.com. Click on there. It has a list of all our shows, the whole enchilada feed, which has all of our podcasts. The Game of Thrones podcast is coming back. We had a special episode this last week. We have Survivor, obviously The Amazing Race.
Monday we'll have Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. Dun, 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 dun. Dancing with the Stars is that way. It comes out Tuesday night because we record Tuesday night. The Walking Dead, the final Walking Dead episode of the season is this week, and we'll find out if the person is dead or not dead. We'll find out. Maybe we won't find out, as sometimes The Walking Dead doesn't like to answer questions as quickly as they should. But there's lots of podcasts coming back, and that's all we got. I'd like to thank three special patrons at this time. Tech from Tokyo, Eckhart Richner-Glaffelter, and Brad from Chicago. Thanks for doing what you do.
Thanks, guys.
And that's all we got for this episode.
Hasta luego.
And
goodbye.